Russia says it sees no concession in the United States' decision to give up its missile plans in Europe in favor of installing new interceptors in Alaska. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov says extra batteries in Alaska significantly expand U.S. missile defense capabilities, and Russia is not happy about it. Last week, the Pentagon announced plans to set up 14 more interceptors along America's western coastline. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel said the move is aimed at responding to North Korea's progress on nuclear weapons and missiles. The announcement means that the U.S. will not go through with the fourth phase of its missile deployments in Europe. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Vyacheslav Matusov, who is a former counselor at the Russian embassy in Washington, who is joining us live now from Moscow. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, on the face of it, this does seem like a good move. So what exactly does the Russian government have a problem with this move?
First reaction from Russian Minister of Defense is not enthusiastic about American decision. First of all, reshuffling plans about deployment of anti-rocket systems that was endangered Russian-American relations previously, deploying them in Poland, in Romania, in Bulgaria, in Turkey, Israel, and the Gulf area. What was changed substantially? It was changed only listening, financing this project from to Poland and to Romania, but Turkish direction still now is operating under operation and increasing financing of American deployment of anti-rocket system in Alaska. It doesn't prove Russia that it is against North Korean rockets, because North Korea is not the country that can seriously endanger security of the national security of the United States. National security of the United States endangered by Russian nuclear and rocket potential. And as you know, Russia significantly increased its submarine nuclear fleet, and it is planned to increase about six new submarines. Class Borei will be sent to the oceans, and increasing their capability. If today some nuclear submarines take only 16 rockets, multi-heads rockets, Bulava. Now they are planned to bring new project that is 32 rockets with 20 warheads. So Russia is making a conclusion from American policy. American policy in Yugoslavia, American policy in Iraq, in Middle East, in Libya, in Syria today, and Russia cannot respond positively on the offer of the American administration to exchange Russian nuclear rocket potential that was demanded and exchanged for refusing of deployment rockets in Poland and Romania, and in decreasing our rocket nuclear power. On the contrary, Russia is increasing its military presence in Mediterranean, in Northern Sea, in Black Sea. So I don't think that this American step will be productive from the point of view of influence on Russian rocket nuclear potential. Russia in on alert. Russia is, in my opinion, is watching and studying American behavior for the last 20 years. And I think new Russian President Vladimir Putin and new Russian Minister of Defense are looking in this situation more realistically, and not like it was in the days of Boris Yeltsin and his government.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Matusov, former counselor at the Russian embassy in Washington, speaking to us live from Moscow.